The Premier League is a bit different because obviously there's four clubs, five if you want to include Spurs pre-City or anything like that. I mean, I wouldn't personally. But if we go with the top four of City, Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal, you know, they were already at the top and already quite competitive anyway. So Manchester City have just got themselves into that bracket to make it a top five, and now with Spurs six. But as you say, they're by no means ruining the competitiveness of the league. I mean, there is obviously a huge gap now opening up between the top of the league, as you can see just by looking at the top four or five teams in the league now and the bottom four or five teams. The points difference is ridiculous, but that's not all down to Manchester City. Manchester City aren't taking away any level of competition from the league. It's just a necessity, really. It's not, I think everyone would prefer that as Sheikh Mansour didn't have to come in and spend ridiculous amounts of money and, you know, and spend literally billions to make a team competitive at the top end of the Premier League again. But that's the reality. I mean, you've got Spurs are the freak exception who've got a perfect storm of a good core of players, Harry Kane, an academy player, and a couple of other young prospects who've come through. Pochettino, who's a manager who's worked out quite well for them, despite them poaching him from a smaller club. And every club basically has to wait for a similar perfect storm, like I say, of circumstances to get up there. But otherwise, you are looking at the Manchester City model or doing the one in a million Leicester shop and getting the title that way instead.